Good morning, everyone. Come on now. There we go. Thank you. That never happens in a normal conference. So welcome to the KITP. I'm Lars Biltzen, the director here. It's really my pleasure to have all of you with us. I was able to meet some of you last night, and many of you I'll get to meet today. You're all here because we think it's really important that we continue to bring cutting-edge physics to those of you who are out doing the education that is so important, both for the students in your community, but also for physics as a whole. And so I want to thank all of you for your efforts. I know as a parent of three children who've had high school physics, I've seen the challenge. It's different than the challenge I had when I was a kid, so I appreciate all of your efforts. What we'd like to do today is really give you some exciting content. Let me ask a few questions, though. I sort of have a normal thing I do when we open our conferences here, but the first thing I always ask is, for how many of you is this morning your first time at the Institute? Raise your hand high. Okay. Now, that's what I like to see as the director. I also really love and respect return guests, so don't feel slighted. But for everything we're doing at the Institute, about 1,000 visitors a year, it's always the case that about half are new every year. And so that is a key part of how we keep the place vital and keep it at the frontier of physics, is engaging new people from across the world. In this case, you're all from the United States, but usually our audience is about half international. We do these conferences associated with a program we have. So we do about a dozen programs per year. Each program has a conference typically, which is a 4 or 5 day event, which was ending Friday. And then one time a year, we pick one of those conferences to add into a Saturday for the teachers conference. And so we've been working on this. I want to start to acknowledge some staff. So I really want Maggie Sheriffs to stand up, and so everybody knows who Maggie is, and give her a round of applause. Maggie's our key staff member who shepherds this process, ensures that we get the best speakers working with the scientific people we attract. And so I want to recognize Miles Studenmeyer for his great work at pulling this together. So Miles, thank you. You know, every year I get to send an email to a physicist who has no idea what's about to hit them when I say, you know, it's not a lot of work. We just need you to find 4 or 5 great speakers who can come and be here on a Saturday. And it works every year. And so thank you, Miles, for your efforts. And I'm confident the speakers are going to do a great job. Of course, I'm setting up Kieran here, who's going to have to do a great job. Other KITP staff?
Apart from the first speaker.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Other KITP staff I want to acknowledge that are in the room is Craig Kunimoto, who's going to be doing IT for us today. So thank you, Craig. And then far in the back, but never mind, he recognizes Lisa Stewart, who's our Chief Administrative Officer. And she, yeah. And I'm such an old man, I don't understand what's going on. All I know is she went up and put these symbols on the blackboard. So apparently they have some meaning and impact, but she can describe that. For those of you who need internet, mostly, of course, to check whether the speaker is telling you what's true. That's the password. It's been this way for 50 years, or not probably, no, 40 years. So please, that's the password.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell anybody the password. Only 10,000 physicists seem to know it. And so what I'd like to do is remind everybody that a key part of what we do at the Institute is time for questions and discussion and interaction. And so Miles is going to be nominally the session chair. I'll be here. And we really do want to be certain that we give you opportunities for questions. And it's going to be up to Kieran whether he wants them during his talk or after. Sort of let him.
I don't want any questions.
He doesn't want any questions. Yeah. Well, he's going to get them.
Yeah.
And of course, the key thing is that everything we do, we record online. So all of the talks today, plus all the talks for all of time, for 20 years, are online. So that's about 20,000 talks that are available. Some of them most of them extremely technical, but also are public lectures in these events. That is a resource for you and for your students, and I really would encourage you all to take advantage of that resource. It also means that when you ask a question, it's way better if we use the microphone so that the question gets recorded in addition to the answer, so it's not Jeopardy. for those who are watching. And so please do. So Craig will be running around with Mike, Miles, or myself will be doing the same. So please do give us a chance to get the question on the microphone. I think otherwise, I've hit everything. Let me pause and see if there's any questions somebody has before I hand it over to Miles to get us rolling. Everybody's eager. Okay. Miles.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lars. All right, well, so welcome to you all, and thanks for being here. So my name is Miles Studemeyer, and I'm a scientist at the Flatiron Institute in New York City. You'll see some other speakers on the lineup from there today. And I don't have too much else to say other than thank you so much to the KITP staff for doing really all the hard work. I had a very easy job, which was out of this program that's running concurrently with this teachers conference, and out of the kind of conference we had inside that this week, picking out some excellent speakers for you today. And let me just go ahead and introduce the first speaker, which is Kieran Burke, who I actually had the pleasure of working with at UC Irvine when I was a postdoc there a few years ago. Kieran is a Chancellor's Professor of Physics and Chemistry at UC Irvine, Fellow of the American Physical Society, American Association for the Advancement of Science. And his papers are actually cited over 15,000 times each year. I didn't know that. And he has a paper that's cited 93,000 times, actually. And he'll be telling us how machine learning is revolutionizing drug discovery, material design, and improving electronic structure calculations. So thanks, Kieran.
Okay. Thanks. Well,